connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 30th day of September, 2024. Boy, is this year going by fast. The summer's gone and we're heading towards the cold, cold winter. And I am back. That's right. That's right. We are back. And tonight we have our producers, none other than Kenny.
Welcome back, Pastor.
And tonight my co-host from way out there in Missouri, none other than the legendary Pastor Joe Larson.
Yeah, I'm still at work. Even with you being back, I didn't get a day off. I mean, what some people will do to get a couple of days off work, boy, well, I don't know.
You know what what Kenny says? Kenny says, Pastor, every now and then, you got to get sick to let Joe be in charge.
And, hey, well, folks, what I'm going to do is I want all the audience listening out there to pray with me right now. I want to do two things. Pray, do a prayer of thanksgiving for Pastor Ernie. And I want to say a prayer for all of those people that are suffering from the flood. So please, if everyone would just join me, this is what the Lord wants to see from his people. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for watching over Pastor Ernie. We pray that you would pour out your mercies, that you would be with him, that you would strengthen him and heal him. He's not totally healed, but from what he said today, he's feeling better now than he has for a very, very long time, and he's on his way back. And we just thank and want to give you the praise for that healing and ask you to continue to be with him to help the doctors find exactly what caused all the problems and help prevent them from occurring in the future. But we just thank you for bringing him back. And, Lord, as I've been watching the news all day and the past couple of days, we see there have been at least, my last count was 128 people died. Hundreds are still missing, unaccounted for. We don't know whether they're more dead or not, or people are suffering, trapped. But, Lord, we just ask you if there are any that are trapped and still waiting rescue, that He would help the rescue teams, people find them, free them. And all these people, Lord, that are thirsty, have no food, no water, no place to sleep tonight. Lord, we need you on this. This is a major, major disaster, as you well know, and you tell us to bring our troubles and cares to you. So we just, Lord, just I hope this nation rallies like it never has before. I see businesses and people donating and giving and the nation coming around, and may this be a time we can stand, because in the scriptures you have made plain, as we do to the least of these, your children, we do unto you. So, Lord, I just pray that the nation will listen to that scripture and do unto their fellow man as, you know, we are doing it unto you. So we just ask you to bless in every conceivable way. Watch over those people that are trying to put the electric lines back, the power lines back. Going to be many people still in harm's way, cutting trees, handling dangerous things. And, Lord, we just ask that you would watch over and guide them and just help everyone out there in need. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I want to thank everyone out there for your prayers. I really, really did covet your prayers, and I really appreciate them. That's why we always tell you that when you're listening, those that show mercy receive it, and to always join in with the prayers, because, as you know, I found out here, there comes a time when you're going to need it. There comes a time when you're really going to need it. And right now, those folks like down in especially North Carolina and that, they really do need it. And we're going to do what we can to make sure that we get some aid down there to them. There's a lot of things they need: canned food, plastic utensils, water. Now, there are a number of good organizations coming up. You know, we know that Samaritan's Purse is right there. We know that the Del Reno Baptist Church is picking up and taking and assisting in collecting food, and that First Baptist Church of Butner, there in Butner, North Carolina, the Pleasant Grove Baptist Church there in Creedmoor, North Carolina, and others that are running to the aid, and we have to do that. This God has given us a good opportunity to come to run to the battle, run to the aid. And I know that we're about to send some money there. And those people, like, obviously, because we're so far away, but people like the Baptist churches I just mentioned, or Samaritan's Purse, they have the ability to get the medical, the food, and the supplies and things to them much quicker than we could.
We saw that Trump was down there with the Samaritan's Purse today handing out supplies.
Yeah.
And they have been, that is one of the organizations I would say that you can trust in sending your money to. That and the good old-fashioned Salvation Army, they don't get the press. But I remember way back, Katrina, do you remember that? One of the reporters was out there complaining about where the help, where was the help, where were the buses, blah, blah. And behind him, I can't think of his name right now. There was a Salvation Army truck goes by, and he's still ranting and raving. And here's another Salvation Army truck went by while he's doing his report. And, you know, where's all the help? And it was so funny, because you could see those two Salvation Army trucks rolling. Nobody ever mentioned them, but you could see the Geraldo Rivera was the one that was speaking while the Salvation Army trucks drove by.
Well, that was all political anyways, because they were blaming it all on Bush. And you saw it back then that was just going to be political.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bush didn't go there right away within 2 days.
He flew over, and they made such a big deal about the picture of him on the plane flying over, looking at it. While we have Kamala Harris, who took a phone call apparently with FEMA 3 days later, and she had her headphones on. And if you look at the picture, their headphones aren't plugged in to her phone. So it's another just a fake photo, a staged photo op.
Photo op.
A lot of people noticed that one. It was like, oh, Yeah.
And Joe Bob Biden says, I've been on the telephone for 2 hours with those folks.
Yeah.
But now the problem, he said, you know, is that, well, you know, that area that they got hit the hardest is an area mostly of white people. And it seems like since they sent $150 billion to Ukraine, it doesn't seem to be a whole lot. Biden said that, you know, we can't do any more than we're doing. There doesn't seem to be a lot of money left for the good old Americans, huh?
Well, that's exactly what he said. He was asked a question by some people, was the government doing all it can do? And he just came out and said that was all there was. That was all they can do.
Well, you know what we better do, Joe, is get into the scripture.
Scripture, yeah.
Okay.
And so, the title of them, Message,
go
God's
ahead.
Plan for the Eternal Salvation for Those Who Chose Him.
Do you know what you just did? You just read a definition. That's right. You just read. That is the definition of, I'll bet Kenny knows.
Predestined.
That's right. Predestination.
Mm-hmm.
That is the definition of predestination. And that's what we're going to take a look at now. Tell you a little bit about this epistle here in Ephesians chapter 1. This epistle is considered by most theologians, Joe, to be the most doctrinal epistle in the Bible. And the reason for that here, now Paul visited the church in Ephesus more than three times, and unlike the other epistles, it doesn't deal with any of the particular issues in the church there. He knew the people there better than any other of the seven churches in Asia. And then that's another thing that's very significant. You know, if you read in Revelation chapter 2, the seven churches, it's very significant, Joe, that it is the very first church of the seven to be mentioned in Revelation. And so with that, let's take it. Why don't you read verses 1 and 2?
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so let me ask you a question now here. These saints that he's referring to, have they been canonized?
Canonized is a term of the Catholic Church, right?
Right. You can't become a
Saint Paul and Saint Peter and yeah.
Well, you can only become a saint once you're canonized in the Catholic Church. You got to be canonized to become a and you can't do it while you're alive. So let me ask you this: is Paul writing to dead people?
No, he's writing to all of us. His present age and those today.
So many books in the Bible start out with to the saints, according to the saints here at Ephesus. So then, how do you become a saint?
Well, the scripture tells me you become a saint when you become a born-again believer.
So then you're St. Joe, and we have St. Kenny with us tonight?
St. Ernie?
Yeah.
St. Ernie, yeah. And so, actually, you should go with St. Ernest. That's my actual real name.
St. Ernest. Okay, that sounds very Roman Catholic.
Well, yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Well, St. Ernest, actually, the word earnest actually means truthful and sincere. It says truthful and sincere. That's the biblical definition.
Well,
so
named you correctly.
Alrighty. So here now, Joe, we find out that you become a saint in the moment of your conversion.
Right.
And then it wouldn't do a lot of good to write to dead people anyhow, would it?
No, I don't think it helped much.
Okay, so we're going to stay with doctrine and not dogma.
I tried to talk to them, but it didn't seem to do much good.
Right. Okay, so here, yeah, it's like talking to a Democrat, right?
Pretty much. They're about as effective.
They're just brain dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so here, go ahead and read verses 3 and 4, Joe.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Okay, so now the key verse, the two verse words in there, are heavenly places, okay? First of all, he had blessed us with all spiritual blessings. What is the first blessing that you must receive before you can receive the others?
The down payment, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Salvation.
That's your down payment on salvation.
Right. So here now, when he says in heavenly places, okay, so if we go over to verse 20.
Our salvation's kept in heaven, right?
Well, let's go to verse 20.
Okay.
He says, go ahead and read verse 20.
Verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
Okay, now go over to chapter 2 and read verse 6.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Okay, and then go over to chapter 3. And in chapter 3, read verse 10.
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God.
Okay, so now with these four verses, we recognize something, that the heavenly places is referring to heaven. It's referring to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so here now.
The heaven's probably a pretty big place, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he shows you four different reasons there that we're there in heavenly places. And so now here, he's referring to our salvation is kept in heavenly places. It's kept in heaven. And that's why we can't lose it, because we don't have it. If we,
right. We would lose it. If we had control of it, I guarantee we'd muck it up and lose it.
Right. So if we could lose it, we would lose it, wouldn't we?
Yes. I believe that because we're in the fleshly bodies, and we have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and all those problems that come with being in the flesh.
Okay. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, this is interesting because now the Bible refers to when we chose the Lord. When we chose the Lord. And here it's talking about when the Lord chose us.
Chose us, yes.
And so now let's turn to John.
Somebody would say, you just said a contradiction, right?
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
John chapter 2, all right.
And read verses. Well, let's actually, in John chapter 2, let's start with verses 9 through 13.
All right. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, no. We got the wrong chapter. Go to chapter 1.
Oh, okay. Well, you said John 2. All right.
Yeah, I meant John 1. Because chapter today's one, Monday.
He had a week off. He's a little,
yeah.
He's got to catch back up.
Yeah.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Okay.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory.
All righty. So, no, that's good. Now, here, so as many has received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So now, how does this work? Well, it works this way. God is omniscient, the Lord Jesus. And by the way, if you go back to those verses, it talks about the before the foundations of the world. Who was there before the foundation of the world? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's referring to
God the Son and God the Holy Ghost was there.
Right. So now he's referring to being omniscient, knowing who would receive him and who would reject him. Because we existed in the mind of God. This is why, you know, we always joke around. Pastor Fred and I used to joke around about being older than dirt.
Right.
But in reality,
in the mind of God, you were.
Yeah, in reality, we are older.
Before dirt was
because real. Because who would know that other than the Creator himself, the Lord Jesus, who created the foundations of the earth. So,
right.
So what happened was God, knowing who would and who would not receive him, chose those he predestined. He predestined those whom he knew would receive him. And that's where you pick it up in verse 5.
Back in Ephesians, yeah.
Chapter 1.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Okay. To the praise and the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in him. So now, he predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus to himself. Remember, the definition of predestination is God's plan for the eternal salvation for those who chose him. Okay, and so here now.
So before he created us, he was at the end of the world, could see what happened before it was actually created. He could see the ending, saw who accepted him. So before then he did the creation, he knew those of us that would accept him, and he set us up as his adopted children.
As you just read, that's right, read in the Gospel of John chapter 1, he adopted us as sons and daughters.
Well, that's where you and I have said in the past, somebody asked me, you know, why are we here? And I said, well, God wanted children. And
yeah.
This kind of follows because he created us to be able to give him love in return, a creature created that could give him love given freely. We weren't created to worship him, serve him. We were created with free will to love him freely and become his children. So it was kind of apparent here to me that God wanted children.
All righty, so go ahead and read verse 7.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Who did Christ die for?
Those of us who would accept his offer of mercy.
You were saved by the blood. You were saved by the blood of Christ.
Right.
The blood of Christ was sufficient to take away the sins of the world, but
not
for him to die.
Him
but he died
right?
for those. He died for those whose blood was applied to.
Right. Those of us who accepted him are the ones that the blood was applied to. Right.
That's right. And because had he died for everybody, then everybody would be saved. What has God ever failed
him? He would have received his blood, but they rejected him.
There'd be no point of having a hell at all.
Right. But there, you know, one of the reasons for this message is because the old heresy that Christ died for everybody, and the blood would have been applied to everybody, and everybody would be saved. That's coming back now. That old heresy is back, and it's being propagated all over.
Everybody goes to heaven. It was funny, because we did a study one time. There was a study out there. More people believed that they were going to go to heaven than believed in God, who created heaven and earth.
Yeah.
You talk about some really stinking thinking. I mean, there's some confused people. More people believing that there's a heaven that they're going to go to than believe in the God who created it, who lives in it. I mean, that I heard Ken laugh. I mean, it'd almost be funny if it wasn't so true.
Yeah, Hosea 4:6.
That's like a bad joke on Saturday Night Live, you know?
Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
For lack of knowledge.
And you look around and you, every day, you're preaching out there to people, telling them about the realities. The answers are found here in the greatest source of wisdom and understanding and knowledge and authority in existence right here. It's with absolute, the book that is a living, breathing manual. But people look everywhere for the answers except for where they are. And
Right. We'll
be back right after this.
But this is the big story. For the longest time, Iran has said, Hezbollah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, I got your back. We're the big guys. Guys, do our work. We'll feed you. We'll train you. We'll do everything. We'll plot and plan. We'll come send our higher-ups in it. Don't worry about it. If things get bad, I'll be there. Guess what? Things are bad. Hezbollah is on its deathbed. Hamas is fighting for its life. Islamic Jihad is invisible. Guess what? Things are bad. You know what the Ayatollah is doing? They literally moved into a secure location because they think that the IDF is going to get him next. They're almost saying, now they're showing that they do not have the guts to attack you face-to-face. They can only attack you with proxies behind your back. Or they could send assassination squads to go after Trump here in America.
Now, Nasrallah was killed on Friday night in that Israeli airstrike, and then it was confirmed on Saturday. Over his four-decade reign of terror, he was responsible for hundreds of Americans' deaths. Yet, the media here in America is making him look like he's a good guy. Look at the AP. Nasrallah, considered a pragmatist, omits Hezbollah murders of Americans. And then Washington Post, he was seen as a father figure.
The New York Times said that this guy, keep in mind, his outfit killed how many thousands of people through the years. He had a propensity to crack jokes. It is kind of curious how they're describing.
Yeah. It's very disturbing. That's how the American press views it. Maybe
it's a terrorist organization.
Maybe it's probably why we're on the sideline to it as a country while Israel is fighting this war. Brian, I'm so surprised. Do you realize that the special operations in Israel and the United States used to work side by side, did all their trainings together, exercise, raids together. We were in lockstep, and now we're just letting them fight. Not just their enemies, but our enemy as well.
Right, the people that killed Americans in the 80s and 90s. And keep in mind, too, the Houthi rebels are the one who shut down the Red Sea. They're the ones shooting at us over the weekend on our warships. They used to be major news. And guess who's bombing the Houthi rebels? The IDF right now.
Yeah.
They're the ones answering. And last October, they had Nasrallah in their sights in a more shallow bunker. And Biden said, don't do it. And they didn't do it. This time, they didn't ask. Why? We're at an election. Biden's done. He's right now. He's done. They fear Harris because they're going to lose all their support. And they can't wait to see who's going to win, Trump or Harris.
Who's surprised, though? This is the same guy that voted against Osama bin Laden raid as well. I'm thank God that Barack Obama did not listen to him.
It is a fluid situation over
there. Okay, we are back. There you go. The fake news media, the mainstream news media, is making a hero out of a fellow that is killed at, his name is Hassan Nasrallah, and he's killed hundreds and hundreds of Americans, and the fake news
and
media,
thousands of Israelis,
are making him a hero. Unbelievable how...
Father figure.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, you know, it just the AMP, you know, just unbelievable, you know. But I guess it's not. Those are the days we're living in, as the Bible said, the perilous times, the time of perilous times. And boy, they are they. In fact, that brings you to Ingracia, America under Kamalak Harris, is a third world hellhole. Crime. By the way, do you know how they're saying violent crimes are down? That is a lie right from the pit of hell. That is a lie told by liars. That is a lie told by liars that very completely and totally Merrick Garland completely corrupt, completely corrupt Justice Department is putting out total disinformation. It's a lie told by liars from the pit of hell.
Right. John,
murder is up.
That last week we explained how they were changing over reporting things, and different cities didn't report the crime at all. Some reported certain things and not others, and some didn't mention that a lot of the district attorneys did not prosecute certain really serious crimes, let people off, and they weren't reported because they weren't prosecuted. So it was all a there was a lot of people involved in that lie, Pastor Ernie.
You know, this is something I didn't think I'd ever see, but even there are some of those on the left that it has gotten so bad that they're admitting, they're not telling the truth. Yeah, we know that. I can't believe it. You know, well, yeah, I can. That's how bad it's gotten.
Out too. Some are leaving. A lot of people seem to be leaving the party now.
The viscerous scenes that past weekend of Asheville, North Carolina, a town ravaged by Hurricane Helene, coupled with a report by ICE, the federal government's agency tasked with tracking illegal immigration, that over 435,000 convicted criminals, a staggering figure that includes 13,000 murderers, convicted murderers, and 14,000 convicted rapists, have infiltrated our country after the Biden-Harris regime cut a portrait of mind-numbing, civilization-ending incompetence that should frankly be scandalized and embarrass every single red-blooded American for the sheer magnitude of the depravity, one that has no precedent in our history. And so what did they do? Obama and the handler said, look, you're going to go out there and you're going to just mimic whatever trust the people want, someone who's in charge, someone who knows what they're doing. You don't know, Kamala. Trump does. So you just go out there, listen to what Trump says, and just say you're going to do the same thing. Okay? And that's exactly what that dingbat is doing. She's simply, and the Democrats, the simple-minded, Joe, they don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, to them, if it's the wrong thing, according to the Bible, according to what God's word, the Bible says, if it's the wrong thing to do, that's exactly what the Democrats are going to do. So there you go. And that's what they're doing.
Well, I want to back you up on something. We were talking about the press and the lies, the deceit. And again, here, the not covering headlines. This is Fox News. Network evening newscast barely mentioned new ICE report of the 426,000 criminals, migrants free in the U.S. NBC Nightly News was the only primetime network on Friday last to report the bombshell new immigration, customs, and enforcement data about all these illegal criminals that were free running around the country. But both ABC's World News Tonight and the CBS Evening News failed to mention any of the findings that ICE presented in a letter to Congress. Now, think about that. We were talking, there are 425,431 convicted criminals who, have been released within our borders, turned around free. And we talked about, out of that, there were like 62,231 convicted of assault. There were 13,099 convicted of homicide, 2,521 convicted of kidnapping, and another 15,811 of sexual assault. And then there were burglaries and drug, all this other stuff. But this was one of the biggest news stories of the entire presidency of Joe Biden. And we have two evening news that didn't bother to report one bit of this report. That was totally on purpose, totally political, totally unconscionable. I mean, there is no reason. They were talking about all other kinds of things going on, but nothing that important. I mean, to me, this is almost criminal, Pastor Ernie. These people should actually...
Well, it is criminal, but let me ask you this.
It's criminal.
Why do they always bring these things out on Friday night? And that's when they brought it out. Now, but this time, it was even worse. Because this time, they bring it out on Friday night when the country's in the midst of a hurricane. And so, when is going to get the news, right?
Well, that's why we're here, because it was reported, and we got it out to millions of people who could tell others. And that's the one reason we've been called the voice of the Christian resistance. We're out there as watchmen on the wall, telling people what they need to know, need to hear, right?
And yeah, you just hit on something, Joe. You know, George Soros is bought 200 radio stations.
Right. I just heard that one today. And, the government approved it. See, the liberal, socialist, communist government under Biden approved that deal. Now, they should have known better than to approve that one.
They
right?
did know better. That's you the think, problem.
Yeah. Do you think if that had been Elon...
They did it on purpose.
Do you think if that had been Elon Musk that had bought those stations, they would have approved that?
No. They would have said no. That wouldn't have been allowed.
That's right. So the point that...
the 200 stations, they just said no in a heartbeat.
The point that you were making for the listeners out there is simply this. They have to, what they hear here, they have to share with people. They have to tell other people. Right now, it's very, very important that this happens, because these billionaires, the Antichrist billionaires, they worship mammon. Can you serve God and mammon both?
No way at all.
They serve mammon, and that's George Soros. That's these filthy rich billionaires, multi-billionaires out there that are Bill Gates is another one. We don't have their money, you know, and just like here.
Satan has their soul, I know that much.
That's right. They're pouring tons and tons of money into Kamala's campaign there. And so we have to get the word out. We have to, but people out there listening to us tonight, they have to share in that with us. And, you know, speaking of that, I want to jump over to another quick topic. I want to thank you folks out there listening and just tell you this, okay? You know, when we were telling you that those stations, San Diego, Dallas,
Chicago,
we were very, very close to going off, very close to going off all three of them. Now, I mean, razor close. But you people responded. You responded financially, okay? And you responded too with letters, and this is why we're here today. We're still on those stations, but it's very, very important that you continue to support this radio ministry, because you know, after 50 years, we have never, ever, ever compromised. We have never backed down, not one time. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I don't know of any other radio program that has been attacked as much as we have and tried to be forced off the air using every kind of means to do that, okay?
There's George Soros... personal attacks on our computers and all kinds of attacks on every aspect through the Internet. We've had it.
Yeah, but we're still here. And by God's grace, you know, this past year, I can't say how they're doing it, but we came up with a new way of keeping them from being able to take us down as easy as they did in the past, where we would do a certain topics. But here's my main concern. Okay, listen to this. This is going to be a little hard to believe, but I actually found something that I agree with that Governor Nuisance out there in California. Governor Nuisance actually says he thinks it should be illegal for people to use AI to counterfeit people's voices, because this is what we know we expect them to do, to cut in and have me or have you say something that it's not us. It's that makes it. This is what they're going to do. It. I mean, sooner or later, the technology is there. They're gonna try it. It's gonna be, if it's illegal where they get caught, then that'll make it a little harder. If it's not, sooner or later they're gonna come after us with it, and that's how they do it. It's kind of like the body of Moses. You know how the devil wanted the body of Moses. Can you imagine if he had the body of Moses, what he could make Moses say and make Moses do? And the people would believe him, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the law is always behind technology. Technology gets out there, and the law always has to play catch-up. We've got things that the law hasn't caught up on that should have done 5, 10 years ago. I mean, it's behind in a great many things.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we know that things are going to, they get tried, and it's, certain things are going to happen. They have to.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things, Joe, over the week, in fact, yesterday in the church, we showed a film, and the film was called Treason. It was the creator of that film called Treason. Is a fellow called J.J. Carroll. And he did two films. One is Treason, and the other one is Trafficked. And it goes into the half a million children that are missing in this country today. And they know that a lot of those children are dead.
We know that the government figures are way behind that. They're not admitting to that many. They're admitting to what?
And the reason for that, Joe, is the government, the federal government of the United States, is the world's largest child sex trafficker. The federal government of the United States is the world's largest sex trafficker. Now,
because when these children came across, they didn't make sure that these children were with parents or were going to parents. They were, agents said they could tell, they could just positive that those kids were being dragged along by people that they didn't love or care about or, you know, they were afraid of. But the children would say, yes, that's my, you know, so-and-so, or, you know, and they couldn't do anything about it because of the rules and regulations of the Biden administration. So we've had to sit, and those agents have had to sit there and watch the heartbreak of knowing they were allowing some of this to happen, and there was nothing they could do about it. We're not allowed to.
Not only was there nothing they could do about it, they were hindered by those in the intelligence agency, those rogue intelligence agents who were working to traffic these children, were even handing them over, Joe, even handing them, some of them over to MS-13 and others.
I think the biggest headline here, though, is as you said, 500,000 children missing, 500,000 convicted criminals, catch and release, just released into the United States. The biggest headline here is that's just what we know of. We don't even know of the gotaways. We don't,
right.
and those are convicted, not just accused, not someone who's awaiting trial. These are convicted.
Convicted, exactly. We use the word, but you're emphasizing it. Yeah.
Now the other thing, Joe.
There's another 222,000 with impending charges who have crossed the border illegally and are supposedly awaiting removal. They have pending charges they haven't even completed. So you could add to that 426,000 another 222,000.
Oh, well,
that's a lot of people.
We'll add those numbers when they show up for their court date.
Oh, is that when? Yeah, in 6, 7 years when they, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Here's the other thing, J.J. Carroll. He shows you in this how, remember how for years now we've been telling you that the Democratic Communist Party is flush. The elite in the party, the heads of the party, are flush. They're flush with pedophilia. And this is what J.J. Carroll shows you in these documentaries, that the upper class, the wealthy Democrats, just about 100% of them are involved in pedophilia. He actually shows you how, you know, this P. Diddy guy, and how they were involved too with like Epstein, and how Bill Clinton was at Epstein's island over 30 times there with children, and Hillary with the children too, how many times, and all of a sudden Hillary's very nervous. Believe me, this film has got her very, very nervous. Okay, and so when you today, Joe, whenever I travel through an area like Chagrin Falls, which is filled with wealthy Democrats, every time I go through Woodmere, Pepper Pike, and I see Harris Falls sign in the yard, I look and I say, there's a very good chance, and probably more likely than not, that that's the home of a pedophile, right there. According to everything, the research and everything that has come out with this film, and I tell you folks out there, you definitely want to see it. They're bringing the second part of it out. I think it's, I'm not sure when, but right now you can go up on the internet and you can watch it. You can pay for it on the internet, and I think you can actually order right now. The part Treason, and the second movie is Trafficked. You really want to do it. It's J.J. Carroll, creator of Treason and Trafficked. And there it is. It's what you and I have been telling these people for years. Everything that we've been telling them, there it is. It's documented. So
that's been happening a lot lately, things that we told people sometimes many, many years ago. We were going way back. We were telling people about the Fabian socialists and how they were going to use words being the new weapon of warfare. And we were one of the first groups to talk about cultural Marxism, where it came from, what it was, and so many other things. We talked about the Chinese taking over the Spratly Islands. We were calling the Spratly Islands before anybody knew what was going on over there. You and I had that out on the radio, and we were telling them how Bill Clinton had sold the Chinese these gray supercomputers that they forgot to clear the hard drives, and then he allowed the group to show them how to launch satellites, which was the way, same technology to launch nuclear warheads.
That put China ahead by 25 years, Joe.
Game for 30, 40 years.
It was 25 years that they said that came out, that moved China ahead 25 years, but Bill Clinton did. And remember the Russia thing? Who was it that sold Putin 25% of our uranium?
Oh, that would be Hillary Clinton.
Who was involved with that with her? Joe Obama.
Yep.
And so,
hey, can we get kind of off topic, but a lot of people are not aware right now. I want to do one more prayer request. Maybe you would do this one. Israel has gone into Lebanon tonight. It's confirmed that boots are on the ground and bombs are falling. They're dropping these large bunker-busting bombs all over. Their tanks are moving in. But the one thing especially I want to do, ask some prayer. There's some Israeli soldiers, some special ops, are in there tonight. They are carrying out raids in there's at least 150 miles or more of tunnels. They were shown how by the North Koreans how to make these tunnels all over southern Lebanon there. And we've got a lot of these elite special ops people crawling through tunnels with flashlights. And that has got to be one of the most dangerous, hazardous jobs in military. And I thought maybe we ought to do a little prayer for some of those Israeli soldiers. They are really risking everything for their country, and they're doing the world a favor while Biden's trying to force a peace treaty and stop this and letting the enemy retreat to fight another day. Israel's trying to put an end to things, and we're trying to stop them. So I think that kind of requires a little prayer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we don't have much time. How much time do I have there, Ken?
A little over three.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, you've told us very clearly what you do, what the right hand findeth to do, that's the hand of righteousness, let it do with all of thy might. Now, Lord, we know that Israel is like America. Israel has turned her back on you just like America has. But, Father God, you have said, you have made it very, very clear that you will judge Israel. You've made it clear to the heathen nations not to touch. And, Lord, you have done a good job of judging Israel for sure. But right now, Lord God, as you said, exactly the way you told us it would happen, all the nations have turned against her. Now in America, too, we see that we have Kamala, who's a Muslim, Joe Biden, who's a communist, how they have, too, wanting to turn away and not give Israel. If it wasn't for the great Christian influence in this country, they would have. But Lord God, we know this, Father, Lord, that Israel is surrounded by nations that want to wipe her off just to make her extinct. And you told her that's not going to happen. And so, Father God, we would ask this, Lord, that you would be with those soldiers out there today. Here's my prayer for Israel. And I know you're going to do it because it's already been predestined. You're going to bring Israel to repentance. We know you've told us exactly a third of those, Lord, are going to repent and turn to Jesus as Messiah. But right now, we would ask, Father God, Lord, that you would put your hand of protection, that you would have put your hand of provision, Lord God, and your hand of compassion upon these Israeli soldiers, Lord God. Lord, that you would intercede. You say you intercede in the affairs of men, that you would intercede, Lord, in the affairs, Lord. And let the enemy be defeated. Hezbollah, Lord God, Hamas, let them be defeated. They're a bloody people and a wicked people, Lord. Father God, once and for all, Lord, let that wicked be defeated. And then, Lord, we ask that you bring Israel to repentance, that they would call upon your name. And, Lord, bring America to repentance. See, America here doesn't understand why things are the way they are. They don't understand why we're having these killer storms the way we are. They don't understand how America is imploding. Why? Even though you've told us that all nations that forget their God will be turned into hell, and America has forgotten you, Lord. But you've kept a remnant here in America. And, Lord, this is why we're calling upon your name. And we're asking, and we're trying to repent for the nation. We're asking, Lord, that you would restore us one more time back to one nation under you, Lord. One nation under God, Lord. These are the things that we're asking, that we might see revival once more. All of this we're asking in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and our Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor.
Be back after this. Be right back. Right there.
Fight the fight. Take the stand. Light the light. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.